No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my friend, Dr. Andy Harper. I hardly ever say your last
name. You never say my last name.
Dr. Andy,
you have one.
You do have a last name.
I do.
She didn't let friends feed kibble. How are you on this Monday morning?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm so good. You know, good. I'm back in the 75 hard for a 30-day stint.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless me. Yes. So, Dr. Andy, do you do cold showers? Because you're
no.
Really
no.
You don't?
No.
They're... See, now this is what I'm having to do.
I'm supposed to. I've looked at, you know, cold plunging tanks. They're actually not that expensive. You know, you can just do your face for a dive reflex. I do that a little bit. But the cold shower thing, no.
You just do your, what is this, just do your face? I'm very interested
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, it's actually called a primitive reflex. It's called a dive reflex. So if you're starting with cold thermogenesis, you can just stick your face in ice water. And that's the first reflex that babies come to when they're coming out the vagina. So it's in there. You can start with that. So that's as far as I've gotten. This whole cold thing, I try to walk the dogs like without a coat. So I'm cold. I mean, but that whole cold shower thing,
Well, that's what is added into this 30 days. Visualization, which I think is fabulous, right? Mm-hmm. Do you visualize? Mm-hmm. Do you do visualization?
No. I don't have that. I think I should work on my patience. I don't do a lot of meditating. I try and then I usually just fall asleep. So yeah, it's great. I think it's awesome and I probably should do more of it.
But that's what's added into this for this 30 days. So we will see how that goes.
So how are those cold showers going?
They're horrible. I hate them. I just don't even get it.
You're a better woman than me. And what I've understood about cold thermogenesis, they don't really do much, the actual showers.
Oh, thanks, Andy. You're really helping me.
Sorry. You're actually probably better off dunking your face in a cold bucket of water.
Yeah.
And the I'm surprised your hubby doesn't have a cold plunge.
Oh,
out
he
on
would.
That beautiful deck. It's like $100.
Yeah. Well, our son just has a freezer chest.
Okay.
That he has he rigged
altered,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes in that every day.
Yeah. That supposedly, and you can but you could change the temperature a lot and you can keep an eye on that. That, from my understanding, is much more effective than a cold shower.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
Knock yourself out. I'm not doing a cold shower. There's something about a shower that should not be cold. Like,
right?
It's just, yeah. But
so, here's one of the premises, and this goes back to the dogs as well. But what the premise is inflammation, right? And mm-hmm. so as I'm studying and learning more with the Biggleson brothers that I think you guys should look up, Biggleson, holographic blood. It's amazing stuff. But they say, look, yeah, chronic inflammation, but inflammation is there to really heal you.
It is. And you actually, with the cold thermogenesis, have to be aware of when you're actually doing it. Like, athletes should probably not be hopping in right after a hard workout. You actually need that inflammation there to do what the body needs to do. So it's not always just awful bad. Get
right.
Rid of it.
Right. Now, I want to ask you, do you, when you're adjusting, can you feel inflammation? Is the body hotter in certain spots than others? Is it puffy?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. All of that. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Dogs don't seem to do inflammation as dynamically or as obvious as people do. But yeah, sometimes on the top of their head, super hot. I'm like, Oh, I think they have a headache going on, and we usually adjust, and it's all gone by the time they leave. And they seem to be very grateful for that. But yeah, you'll have hot spots. Sometimes there's inflammation that you can see, like one leg's puffier in an area than others. Sometimes it's really hard to tell if you have a black leg and a white leg because the color is gonna interfere with that with animals. So yeah, sometimes.
I wanted to mention plates and dogs, like the plate that doctors put in for a TPLO, so an ACL or CCL, right? Tear that,
Tear.
and then the doctor says, "All right, we're going to go in. We're going to put this plate in your dog." Now, those are huge.
They're huge.
So, and the way I know this is because I just got back from going with our manager to take her dog, who is 13, okay, who got this plate in his knee about 10 years ago. Okay. Now, here's what was happening. He was literally, for the past 4 years, tearing at his skin where that plate is. And she did not realize, because she had been told by said vets, this has to stay in there for the rest of his life.
Oh, they told her that?
They told her that.
Oh, that is so not true. But go
So
ahead.
she's thinking, all right, if I take this plate out, the dog's bones are just going to fall apart. Now, Amanda, our daughter, this is the reason we took the dog to Moab, so that Scott, who owns the clinic, who does a lot of orthopedic stuff, could take it out, right? Because clearly,
It was a
there
problem.
it was a problem. So I want people to understand that you can take those plates out. There wasn't even, after all those years, there wasn't a ton of scar tissue built up around it. But something had happened earlier where. And I sent you this video, Dr. Andy, where his legs were going like crazy, both of his legs, like he was itching. And there was some sort of inflammation that was happening in that area, the spinal area or something. Now, whether these two were related or not, I don't know. But back to inflammation, that when she took this, her dog to the vet, they thought that there was some sort of inflammation going on in the spine that was causing
Because the dog
the legs to
wasn't
go.
consciously sh kicking these legs, shaking these legs. The nervous system was doing that all on its own. So yeah, there was something going on. And if I remember the t what you told me was just kind of happened overnight. She's
Yeah.
like, "Is this chiropractic?" I'm like, "Not overnight. Like, oh, I don't know what that is." And so I didn't see the dog because it needed to go somewhere else,
Yeah.
obviously. And so that's awesome. And yeah, I have not seen that occur before, but the nervous system, every body is different. And it
Well,
finally hit a level that it was like, something's got to change here.
right. And we don't know. We do know that maybe there were two different instances, but I wanted to bring this up because I know a lot of dogs have that plate in them. I have known many dogs who don't do well with that foreign body in them, and they will get sick, and they can't figure out why this dog is sick, why this dog is, constantly having problems, and it is that plate that is in their knee. And that can be taken out. And it was taken out relatively easy. And it was crazy. That because she got the baggie of plates and screws, and I was like, that's a lot of hardware in an animal, that they can grow bacteria on that. There can be just the body is saying, what the hell is that?
It's a foreign object, and some bodies may have a really low grade immune response to it continuously. And it can then, yeah, you have a sick animal, or they're chewing at that spot, or they're just still super limpy in that knee and they shouldn't be anymore, right? It's stable. Why are we still seeing some pain? And a lot of times the vets will take an x-ray and it's fine. Just do more rehab. You know how many times I'm the one that goes, how long ago was this? Oh, about a year ago. Good. Take the plates out. You can do that. I'm like, yeah, take the plates out.
Amanda said you could take those plates out like 12 weeks.
There you go.
12 weeks after it goes in, right? Mm-hmm. And this, what was amazing about this is that he was walking the next morning just fine. And awesome. As a matter of fact, Becca said he's walking better than he was.
Probably, right? Because now there's nothing in there for whatever the body was doing. Was there a low-grade infection? Was there just chronic inflammation? Was it, yeah, who knows? I don't think we'll ever have that answer. But yeah, that's just gone. My very first experience with this was not a TPLO. It was a dog that was hit by a car and had a plate in her front arm. Cute little shepherd thing. OMG. We're adjusting her every couple weeks. She's not holding any adjustments. She hurts from head to toe. You could feel like she was just kind of inflamed everywhere, like down her spine, away from that plate. And finally, I'm like, I think it's the plate. I didn't even know why, because this is like one of my first experiences with this. And I'm just like, and she's like, really? I'm like, yeah, can you get it out of there? Got that plate out of there. I saw her one more time. She was like 90% better and never saw her again. She was like, it was instantaneous how much better that dog was.
Yeah, that's exactly what Amanda said. You know, she was like, look, we take these plates out all the time and the dogs are just exactly what you said, instantly better because this foreign body is coming out of the body. And I bet there were 10 screws and this plate that's like, I don't know, 2 inches long. It was, I was like, really?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Because I, again, Becca, the pet parent, was thinking, I can never take this out. They tell me I can never take this out. It should be in there for life. And you guys, that's just not simply not true.
It's simply not true. It's not. And it's one of the reasons I will not do a TPLO on my animals. That's my personal choice. There are other surgeries, folks. But finding someone in the Denver area to do those other surgeries is a difficult task, unfortunately. Because I'm also the believer if you kind of force a surgeon's arm to do it, it's called an X-cap. It's called, I'll think about it. It has a couple different names. It's an old tried and true surgery. It's just fishing, similar to fishing line, and they reattach the CCL and it, less healing, no implants besides some wire. Easy. It's not even wire. It's plastic, but easy peasy. But if the surgeon doesn't want to do it, and you have all that negative energy going into it, how does that go too? So you can't forget the energy component of it. So if you have a surgeon that's kind of, you kind of bullied into doing this and they don't want to do it, and I've seen them not go that well. You need to have your surgeon also believing in what they're doing. And in our area, it's TPLOs. And the risk of cancer around that area is also higher.
Well, and you can, because we did this with Asta, choose not to do that surgery, right? Yep. And let the scar tissue grow around it. But I will say that she had issues later on down the road, right? Now,
but it doesn't mean she wouldn't have had all those same issues.
Or more
post-surgery, because surgery is traumatic too. And vets do love to that fear scare people, right? Oh, the CCL is torn. It's also called, it's ACL in people, CCL in dogs. It's, right. You know, anterior collateral ligament in people in the, so what's the C? Shit.
Cruciate.
Yeah. The collateral cruciate ligament in dogs. So they're used interchangeably. Oh, we got to get you in the surgery next week where it's going to cause so much arthritis. You actually can take a breath, look at your schedule, see when you want to schedule surgery, if that's what you want to do. And you know what? You have a border collie that you want to get back into herding and they're three. You may want to do that TPLO and you may want to leave those plates in there for a while and plan on removing them to really stabilize that joint. That's fine. Educate yourself, but you can get that scheduled You can have some time. You don't have to do it the next week. Yes, your dog's going to be limping. Yes, they're going to be in a little bit of pain. It's okay. Their knee hurts, folks. They don't have, keep them quiet. And you can get second opinions. You can take your time with this, folks. And then, go and do whatever you want to do or not do. I'm working with a gal right now. She has a, I think he's 12-year-old cattle dog, partial tear, and she's like, I'm not doing surgery. Not doing it. So
Right.
he was already raw fed. He is missing a toe on that leg, so he was a little more compromised on that leg, and that's probably, and who knows if he tore it or tweaked it or whatever. He's doing really well. She's keeping him quiet. She did get a brace that she uses, but not all the time, because we can't lose that much muscle mass either. And she upped the tracheas and the cartilage and all of that to really support the body in the healing process too.
Are you in favor of Adequan during those kind of situations?
In
The
those
shot?
situations, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that drug, and it is a drug, but it's basically high powered glucosamine, needs to be administered by your veterinarian IM.
I am.
IM, intermuscular.
Oh,
Not
I was like, it was.
sub Q, which is because I did this research recently and I'm kind of irritated because I couldn't figure out why some vets were like, give it to your dog twice a week. And some were like, come in every month. And I'm like, why? The drug company still recommends IM,
Intermuscular.
intramuscular,
Okay,
which
it
I will not do at
injected.
home. Yeah, you actually need to inject into the muscle. Like, this is not
So
picking up the skin and going under the into the skin. That's easy peasy, but the IM is not. But a lot of vets are sending Adequan home with their pet parents to do under the skin.
and you're
Waste
saying that that is not
the time,
effective.
waste the money and time.
Wow.
And I did it with my Mo, and it caused some diabetic type symptoms. He was drinking more, peeing more, which is a glucosamine, and that is some of the side effects. And I think it's more prevalent if you're doing it sub Q and just throwing this into the system. So I did it wrong, folks. And then I went and did my research. Do it the other way around, it's a smarter way. But I am absolutely, yes,
Well,
with your vet.
why can you, or why would you be afraid to inject into the muscle?
It's just a bigger deal, and I'm just not comfortable. I just don't do it all the time, and pet parents don't do it all the time. Lifting up the skin and getting under the skin, that's easy peasy.
Okay.
But yeah, I just send people back to the vet for that.
Wow. You know, that's interesting what you said, glucose. Because you know, cancer cells, they work on
Yes.
glucose.
Yes.
So I, you know, that's a little bit of a question in my mind. If we
It
had a
is.
dog that had cancer, and had a
Are we
limp,
feeding it? Are we feeding it? By doing adequate? Possibly.
So are you saying that
Absolutely.
glucosamine is actually glucose that would
It's
be?
not. Yeah, it's not structurally the same thing, but it's similar enough that you can get the side effects of having too much glucose in the system, like a diabetes type. Like with my Mo, he was peeing and drinking a lot more.
What'd you do in that situation? Did you just
I
stop?
stopped it. I stopped it. Well, I'm
Okay.
like, A, it wasn't really doing anything. And B, I was confused by a couple of their clients at the time and what their vets were telling them. And then I'm like, okay, fine. I don't know why I haven't done this years ago. And I went and looked up Adequan, went to the drug manufacturer. And I think it's really crummy because the drug manufacturer is like, you need to do what I am. And all these vets are sending pet parents home with it to do sub Q. And I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, well,
Is
what did you find
this,
out?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't know if it was just, oh, this is easier. It'll be the same. And one vet did it and told the next vet. And then it just kind of spread like our, oh, they're all doing it. So it must be fine kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if. Maybe the drug companies are telling them verbally that this is okay. I never found that answer. I
But we
don't
don't have
know.
any research that says sub Q is actually
No, I never.
affecting.
No.
In a
I
good
ne
way.
no. No, I never found that at
Amazing. You
all.
know, that's so strange, Dr. Andy, that we would not have any research. It is the thing. It is the thing. that we are finding out so much. There is no damn research. There's a lot of narrative going on. There's a lot of, yeah, I think so. Well, who said that? I don't know. Somebody way back there when? Mm-hmm. Really? Well, did they do any tests? No, not really.
No, none that we could find. But yeah, if you have an older dog that maybe you started a glucosamine product and now they're peeing and drinking and you're worried about their kidneys, maybe you should get off the glucosamine product, go get some green lip muscles.
Right.
And add that, you can get actual green lip muscles. You can get a powder. Of course, you're already feeding a raw diet, right, folks?
Right.
But if that shifts, it may not be kidney function. It may be the glucosamine product is affecting your animal.
It's so amazing to me that not every single pet parent is feeding a species appropriate diet out there.
I kind of forget.
It's like,
they should be. So it's like,
I'm just like, how is it that a dog can be healthy on a chemically enhanced, processed, dry food? Now, some people will say, well, it's not dry. Okay. Well, that's not the only factor, right? Of all of this stuff that goes into these products. And yet,
well, I think you said the key word. Healthy.
What is it? Oh, healthy.
I think that is normalized as you're healthy as long as everything's managed by pharmaceuticals. I don't consider that healthy. I think you're not on any pharmaceuticals. You're not going into the centralized system and you're feeling damn good. But I think you said it, healthy. Oh, they're fine. We have all their meds. They're good. No, that's not healthy. Sorry, folks.
Well, this was the back to the, you know, last week I was telling you that my brother had called and said this 75-year-old neighbor of his was super healthy, and Rick's, you know, super healthy, and he went and got 4, you know, COVID vaccines. And my husband said, that's not healthy. How is a healthy person packed with 4, you know? Mm-hmm. And of course, then it showed up, right? But he was just laughing because he used those 2 words, right? Maybe he was healthy prior to, but yeah, that's the way we look at our animals for sure.
Yeah. When I first met my husband, we were having some conversation with somebody and he's like, oh, I'm healthy. I'm like, out of my mouth. No, you're not. You're on 4 prescription meds.
Oh, and they said,
and he kind of paled in front of me, and he's no longer on 4 of them. He's on 1 of them, but you know, but so many years ago he was. And I'm like, no, that's not healthy. Sorry.
Mm-mm. Right.
Not my definition. But I think it's so normalized.
It is. And I will tell you that my husband's father's wife, stepmom, I should say, she's 89. She takes no medications.
Nice.
She's never taken medications. She doesn't do medications. And
which
we
is why she's not on any.
Right?
Like, yes.
And we were out there and we were looking at this sort of, you know, senior living center for them because they've got acreage and they maybe want to do something different. And the lady that was running the facility, she said, and what medications are you taking? She was like, I take none. And she was like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, none. Zebra zip, because they have I think one of the things was, and the time, you know, we administer their Medicaid, and you're just like, gosh, it's so, and you know, you don't have to. If we get out of that mindset that the body is amazing, right? That we start learning about how the body actually works within the terrain of this universe, because we are in this. We're not like separate from our surroundings.
Right.
We're a part of it. Our dogs are part of it. That's why they talk about like that every dog's gut biome is going to be different depending on the family that they live with.
Absolutely.
Right? So one size does not fit all.
One of eight, you know, it's one of N. It's everybody is an individual, which is very difficult for centralized medicine, centralized vet care. It's hard. That would take a lot of work from veterinarians to see, oh, this is an individual. What's going on here?
I heard this statement, and I think it's probably pretty correct. that medicine stopped when doctors stopped doing house calls.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because once they went into the home, they could see the environment.
Yep.
They could feel the energy. They could see what was happening and feel the environment and get a bigger picture of overall health.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, well, you see the relationships, the interactions, you all of it.
Yeah.
I know I got a much better picture when I was doing a lot of house calls with my animals. Absolutely. I saw what kind of floors they're on, what their yard looks like. You know, what did the other animals look like? What, you know, what were the children doing? Like all of this. Well, you know, I get that. Yeah, absolutely. I actually went in for a visit because I wanted some blood work. Not once did they ask me, how are you doing? How you feeling? What's going on?
What are you eating? Did they ask you what you were eating or
no,
anything?
They were very concerned about my alcohol consumption, though. Four questions about my alcohol consumption.
My
so
gosh,
when you,
you don't drink.
I know. That's even funnier, right? She's like, well, okay. I go, maybe a glass of wine a month. Okay, do you have one or two that day? I'm like, OMG, you never asked me if I eat McDonald's. What is my seed oil consumption? You never even asked me why I'm here today.
Or EMFs.
Or EMFs. I mean, you want to go down the list? And I just sit there quietly going, this is not health or care.
Right? Actually, my stomach goes into knots whenever I'm around the traditional healthcare people. It's a fear. It's a true fear. It's like, you're going to lead me down the wrong path. So I have to be very aware. I don't even want to be in there. Right.
Oh yeah. So, I don't want to be there. I just shut down and don't say anything.
Yeah. It's frightening.
It's not worth it.
That's why it's that one of the things that we try to do here on the podcast that Dr. Andy does is that we're trying to help pet parents get better at taking care of their animals without having to go to the traditional path. Okay. Not be so frightened to get that confidence, to trust what you're seeing, to question and to really open up and get outside of that box, because there's so much out there. If you're willing to look outside of the traditional box, it's there.
It is.
And you can find that at animalmagiccare.com. You can go over to Dr. Andy's and she will help you. That's why they're set up as our expert consultants, guys, because they take a lot of time to go through the things that really matter, right? If you call me and say, "What my dog is doing this," I mean, there's a plethora of questions that we need to ask because why? We're not traditional medicine, right? Yep. We're not traditional in our thinking. We're looking at the entire terrain and what's happening. That takes time and that takes a payment. I mean, it really does. It takes, you know, our professionals get paid to do that. And it's well worth it. So get over to animalmagiccare.com. Get your dogs on a species appropriate diet. You got to do it. You got to do it today. We can help you right here at rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. I'll see you soon, everybody. Bye, Dr. Andy.
Bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business. Just snap.